This recording, South Carolina 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." So I was born in Willard, Ohio, which is in Huron County, in north central Ohio. It's near Norwalk. I was born in a hospital in Norwalk, but my whole family lived in Willard, so I didn't really live in Norwalk in my life. But basically, when I was 3, we moved to the South, and I've basically just lived in the South my whole life, mostly in, well, pretty much just in the Carolinas. Yeah, so I've basically moved back and forth from South Carolina to North Carolina my whole life, and yeah, I've lived in, Somerville, about 30 minutes from Charleston, and yeah, I've basically just lived here since I was 7, and I'm 18 now, so that's pretty much the majority of my life. Yeah. My mom has a different kind of accent than mine because she's from this town called Tiffin, and she kind of enunciates and stresses her A's more than mine, so I may have adopted some of her speech tendencies, and so that may have an effect on my recording, but yeah, I've always been interested in speech dialects, so when I found out that I could insert my own accent, I thought, well, that's really cool. So, yeah, I hope this is helpful, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to do this. It's really cool.